KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school baseball action last night in the Hawkeye 10, Atlantic a winner. They beat Clarinda 7-1. Creston beat Denison 13-9. In the first game of a doubleheader, Denison took the nightcap 4-3. Harlan over Glenwood twice by identical 7-3 scores. Lewis Central beat Shenandoah 13-1. In the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beat Trainer 4-1. In the Rolling Valley, West Harrison over Boyer Valley 17-0. And Arweva beat Woodbine 13-2. In girls softball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic taking two from Clarinda 8-5 and 5-2. Creston swept a pair from Denison 14-10 and 6-2. Glenwood, a two-time winner over Harlan last night, 10-2 and 12-10. And it was Lewis Central beating Shenandoah 14-4 and 9-2. Last night, Western Iowa Conference action saw IKM Manning sweep a pair from Missouri Valley 4-3 and 6-4. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Charter Oak Ute won a pair from Cam 10-5 and 13-1. West Harrison over Boyer Valley 8-5, and Arweva beat Woodbine by a score of 15-4. Well, Mississippi still alive in the College World Series after they win an elimination game last night against TCU. Will Allen had three hits and three RBIs as the Rebels knocked off the Horned Frogs 6-4. Sykes Orvis added three hits and two ribbies for Ole Miss, which will face undefeated Virginia today. The Rebels need to sweep the Cavaliers today and tomorrow to reach next week's Best of Three Championship Series. Virginia is 2-0 in the tournament, and they beat Mississippi in walk-off fashion last Sunday. Today's first game has Vanderbilt facing Texas. The Commodores have won their first two games of the tournament, meaning Texas has to beat Vanderbilt today and again one more time to advance into the finals. Ryan Howard homered and drove in three runs, and rookie David Buchanan pitched into the eighth inning last night, sparking the Philadelphia Phillies to a 4-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Howard, a St. Louis native, has hit safely in 22 of 27 regular season games at Busch Stadium. He has 38 RBIs in St. Louis and a .374 batting average. Howard also has been hot on the road. In his last 15 games away from Philadelphia, he's hitting .350 with three homers and 14 RBIs. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati in 12 innings, 4-3. Milwaukee beat Arizona 4-1. Atlanta down Washington 3-0, and the Mets beat Miami 1-0. Anibal Sanchez pitched seven sharp innings, and the Detroit Tigers ended the Kansas City Royals' 10-game winning streak with a 2-1 victory yesterday. J.D. Martinez hit a tie-breaking homer in the fourth for the Tigers, who avoided a four-game sweep and pulled within a half game of the AL Central leading Royals. Sanchez allowed five hits and a walk, keeping the Kansas City offense quiet, even though he failed to strike out a batter. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Cleveland over Los Angeles Angels in 10 innings, 5-3. The New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-4. Tampa Bay over Houston 5-0. Minnesota beat Chicago 4-2. And Oakland over Boston 4-2. One interleague game saw San Diego beat Seattle by a score of 4-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa beating El Paso 6-2. Albuquerque a 5-0 winner over Omaha. Iowa State women's basketball player Hallie Christofferson was recently nominated for the 2014 NCAA Woman of the Year. Christofferson is one of 446 female student-athletes nominated for the award across all NCAA sports and divisions. She's one of 71 women's basketball players. The Woman of the Year award honors graduating female student-athletes who have distinguished themselves throughout their collegiate careers in academics, athletics, service, and leadership. Christofferson recently wrapped up her final season with the Cyclones, finishing sixth all-time in scoring and eighth all-time in rebounds. The forward from Hamlin, Iowa, led the team in scoring for the second consecutive year. She also averaged over seven rebounds, shooting over 46% from the floor, picking up her second consecutive All-American honor. Each conference selects up to two women from the nominees to represent the conference, and then the Woman of the Year Selection Committee selects the top 30 honorees, 10 from each division from the conference nominees. From those 30, the selection committee then determines the top three in each division. They'll announce the top nine finalists in September. The NCAA Committee on Women's Athletics will then vote from among the finalists to determine the 2014 NCAA Woman of the Year, which will be announced in Indianapolis at a ceremony on October 19th. Well, the Big 12 Conference has given Commissioner Bob Bowlsby a 2-year contract extension. He has 3 years remaining on his original 5-year deal. The extension runs through June of 2019. Bowlsby became commissioner in May of 2012 after stints as athletic director at Stanford and Iowa. He took over the Big 12 not long after the conference nearly fell apart because of defections by Nebraska, Colorado, Texas A&M, and Missouri to other leagues. Under Bowlsby, the Big 12 signed a 13-year television deal with ESPN and Fox that's led to record revenue for conference members. The Big 12 recently announced $220.1 million in distributable revenue for its 10 members for the 2013-14 fiscal year. Well, the draft value of Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggins has just risen. Kansas center Joel Embiid is scheduled to undergo surgery on a stress fracture in his right foot today, putting a question mark next to one of the pro prospects that's tops in next week's NBA draft. He was widely considered to be the favorite for the number one overall draft pick held by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Embiid missed the end of last season and the NCAA tournament with a back ailment. The two recent injuries could cause him to slide some on draft night. Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has won a small victory in court. A judge has refused Shelley Sterling's request for an injunction against her husband and his lawyers in their dispute over the planned sale of the NBA franchise. Shelley Sterling's attorneys filed a petition Thursday alleging threats by Donald Sterling and his counsel, but Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Michael Levanis ruled in writing that the statements cited in the petition did not rise to the level of great and irreparable injury. A trial next month will look into assertions that Donald Sterling is mentally incapacitated, leaving Shelley Sterling as the sole authority to sell the Clippers. Well, the Chiefs will head into training camp next month with plenty of questions. Who will replace Brandon Flowers at cornerback? When will Pro Bowl linebacker Justin Houston show up? Will quarterback Alex Smith land a long-term contract? Who will earn the open spots along the offensive line? And for that matter, the defensive line? The Chiefs had their final workout Thursday of a mandatory 3-day mini-camp, along with another no-show by Houston, who, like Smith, is hoping for a long-term contract. The biggest news of the day was wide receiver Dwayne Bowe coming up lame. Bowe appeared to be slightly hobbled after making a catch in the end zone. The Chiefs also waived defensive tackle Chaz Alexie. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton practiced Thursday for the first time since undergoing ankle surgery on March 19th, going through 7-on-7 drills during the first day of their mini-camp. Newton says he felt sluggish on his first day back, saying his mind was moving faster than his body. Newton says he's not near 100% yet. He expects to be close to full speed when training camp begins on July 25th. New York Jets coach Rex Ryan says a suggestion by former defensive coordinator and current Browns coach Mike Pettine that New England might have obtained a copy of New York's playbook is ridiculous and disrespectful to the Patriots. Pettine made the comments during an interview with Sports Illustrated. Pettine said Ryan once gave Alabama coach Nick Saban a copy of the Jets' playbook, and Pettine warned that Patriots coach Bill Belichick and Saban are close friends. Ryan explained that every team frequently changes its playbooks, tailoring plans to specific opponents. It was a great day for Uruguay and Colombia at the World Cup. Luis Suarez scored twice, including the game winner in the 85th minute, leading Uruguay past England by a 2-1 score. Colombia scored twice during a 6-minute stretch of the second half to beat Ivory Coast 2-1, and Colombia wrapped up a berth in the knockout round as Greece and Japan played to a scoreless tie yesterday. U.S. forward Jose Altidore will miss Sunday's World Cup game against Portugal because of his strained left hamstring. He was hurt in the first half of Monday's win over Ghana. A U.S. team spokesman did not reveal the severity of the strain, but says the Americans are hopeful Altidore can return at some point during the tournament. The U.S. completes the first round against three-time champion Germany on June 26th. Top-ranked Stacey Lewis is the clubhouse leader in the first round of the U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst. Lewis shot a 3-under-67 for a two-stroke edge over Catherine Kirk and So-Yoon Roo. They were the only players from the morning group to break par. Michelle Wee was just one stroke back with three holes to play. 11-year-old Lucy Lee shot an 8-over-78, the youngest qualifier ever in the tournament, carded a triple bogey and a pair of double bogeys, but missed only one fairway. And Brendan Steele holed out from 129 yards for eagle on the par 4 first hole and went on to fire an 8-under-62 to take the clubhouse lead in the first round of the PGA Tour's Travelers Championship. Steele's bogey-free round gave him a one-shot edge over Ryan Moore and Bud Cauley. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.